USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. Defense attorney Mark Richards.
A huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today.
The president has gotten a clean bill of health, a 6-page summary of the president's medical condition on the eve of his 79th birthday shows that the oldest man ever elected president is healthy. Mr. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, said he wanted to find out the cause of the president's increased throat clearing and coughing. He concluded it was probably acid reflux. He also said the president received a thorough neurological exam, which he said was reassuring. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden said he was mulling a potential diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Biden floated the possibility of a boycott of the Olympics as members of Congress have called for the administration to use the Games as an opportunity to send a message to China over its human rights violations. He said he was considering it after holding a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in April that the prospect of a joint boycott of the Beijing Olympics is something we would certainly wish to discuss with other nations. An official with the administration said that Biden isn't expected to attend the Olympics and that while he hasn't signed off on preventing government officials from attending, the administration was leaning toward a boycott. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the topic was not brought up during Biden's virtual summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping last Monday night. In February, a group of three congressmen introduced a resolution calling for a U.S. boycott of the Games. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Mitt Romney called for an economic boycott in which the U.S. companies would not sponsor any Olympic activities and U.S. spectators would not be able to attend. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas called on the Biden administration to mount a full boycott of the Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.